The Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 21 to 26. Whoever holds to my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love that person and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said to Jesus, "Lord, what has happened that you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love that person, and we shall come to them and make a home in them. Anyone who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not my own. It is the word of the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." The promises of Jesus in John's Gospel are most comforting. Today we hear three of them. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. Whoever loves me will have God living in them. And I will send the Holy Spirit to teach you all things. These are wonderful promises, but they can sound a bit distant and vague unless we really think about them quite deeply. In the letter of John, we are told that perfect love drives out fear. So God's love should drive away any fears we have, especially of God. Also, fear of the future and human anxiety. In fact, all that makes life difficult for so many people. God's love is life-giving. And God living in us is God loving through us. Our human love of others is often inadequate and imperfect. But with God living in us, we can love in a totally different way. Loving even those we are annoyed with or who are unattractive to us. Love, we know, is the source of happiness. So God's love should make us utterly content. The Holy Spirit teaching us all things is not going to be academic knowledge. We're not going to come out with a university degree. But it is practical guidance that we need for life, giving us prudence and sensitivity to others' needs, seeing with God's eyes, as we say. I often reflect on what I have said or done and wish I'd said something differently or said it without getting angry or being hurtful. The Holy Spirit teaching me all things can improve my life and my outlook immeasurably, and even make me more attractive to others.